Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf. We're holding a Menachas Daf Samaches. The one with base brings the story. The Tavron asked the question, and Rabbi Yudo Bar Nechemio answered. Rabbi Tavron was quiet, and his level, Yudo Bar Nechemio, Tzohav Uponov, his face was shining. He was very happy with the fact that he was able to answer something that Rabbi Tavron was not able to answer.
You're
so happy. Your face is lighting because you're able to answer Rabbi Tarfon. I'm not sure you're going to live a very long life. So Rabbi Loi comes and says, it was right before Pesach, I went to Shuas, says, where is he? He's not here anymore. Why is he not here? He was nifter. He was passed away because this klal of Rabbi Akiva worked. The Bnei Yisoschar in the Sefer Hagur de Pirka, or Shin Tet Zayin, he brings this Gemara and he says, interesting, because Rabbi Akiva himself, he had very fierce discussions with his Rebbe, Rabbi Lazar, to the extent that Rabbi Lazar told him in Masechet Pesachim, he says, you know, b'shchito yishavtani b'shchito temitascha, you will be punished with shchita. And Rabbi Akiva says, please, don't make me be punished with that. So what's the taina against Yehuda ben Nechemya? So says the Rabbi Agur de Pirko, the main taina against him was that tzohav uponov, he was so happy, that he had that simcha, the fact that he basically won the argument to a certain extent with Rabbi Tafra. Rabbi Tafra did not know what to answer, and he was able to answer. So he was as if nehene mechvoy toiro. And that's why he was punished. And I in the Rashbo over here, the Pirush Miuchas the Rashbo, that goes on to explain that there's some argument, a central argument, how to understand the meaning of the Omer. So Yudah ben Nechemya was answered in a way that disagreed with Tarfon, and he was happy that he, to a certain extent, he won the argument, and that was something which was not Roy. Concludes the Agud Pirka and say, Tzakti Zulu Mishmeres Yos Nizor Bedofer. Person has to be careful. Don't answer without asking permission. A person should not be too happy when he's able to answer a question of someone who's a gadol. And in Shuvah Samahashal, he writes also to somebody who spoke in an improper way to another chash of a rav. So says the Mahashal, you have to come and argue in halacha and speak to them and learning how you to try to convince the other side. But to go speaking proper against somebody else, that's something which is wrong to do, and he brings the Gemara by us, and he concludes and says, we have to be very careful when discussing and speaking with the Chachamim. Even if you're right in learning, there's a certain way of how to talk. Rabbi Reuven Margolyer is both here in the Tzei Tzior and also in the Sefer Nefesh Chayo on Or HaChaim. He points out when exactly the Yehuda ben Nechemya was nifter. It was between Pesach and Shavuos, because he says the story happened before Pesach. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Babiloi says when he came in Shavuos, he found that Niftar Valachloi. So he died between Pesach and Shavuos. What is the time between Pesach and Shavuos? We know Talmidei Rabbi Akiva all died between Pesach and Shavuos. Because they didn't have kavod to each other. They were missing kavod Torah. So the time between Pesach and Shavuos, that's when you have the tviya, you have the demand for kavod Torah. I saw someone else mention that maybe this was one of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva that died. He died. He was one of the 24,000 Talmidim that died because he had his own personal not covered that he didn't do. And I in the Beis Yaakov, the Hishbitz, in Parshas Emor, who he brings his father in Meir Shiloach and explains a little bit more that between Pesach to Shavuos, as the time the Amishol is getting ready to get to Matan Torah, is like Aisha Yoleda is getting ready for her birth. It's a time of din. It's a time of judgment. It's a time where things are very dangerous. And he says that's the reason Lag Boimer is a Yom Tev, because once you reach Lag, it's connected to 33 days of Yemei Tahara that a woman has after she gives birth to a male. So once you get to that, then you know you already passed the most Iker Yemei Din, and you're getting closer to Shavuos is less of a time of a din. So this is a very, very demanding time. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nechemya, that was supposed to be punished or covered Torah, was Nifter specifically during that time. Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shomach Shava Shirin, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.